Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and in this podcast, we look at the world around us through the lens of Scripture, that is to say, a Christian or biblical worldview. And today's podcast is especially special to me because it takes place in my hometown, or actually on the outskirts. What takes place? A news item that made national headlines, but yet was somewhat played down. What took place? The largest raid in immigration history in the United States. The largest ICE raid to date. What happened? Well, you may or may not have heard about it, because this raid is being played down due to the fact that it goes against the popular narrative about immigration and people escaping persecution and things like that. What happened? Well, this goes back to 2022, or actually goes back to the election of Donald Trump, where he was going to bring manufacturing back to the United States. And part of that deal was bringing manufacturing back to the United States. And so a deal was made with Hyundai, a Korean firm that makes cars, batteries, tractors, things like that. And this firm, Hyundai, was going to build a factory outside of Savannah, Georgia, about 30 or 40 minutes outside of my hometown. And it was going to be one huge undertaking. Of course, they got wonderful tax breaks, all kinds of things to kind of grease the skids and make this thing happen. Now, obviously, Donald Trump's term ended in 2020, and the plant didn't open till later, of course, during the Biden administration. So what happened at this plant? There were 500 illegal aliens at this plant. 300 of them are what stand out. Where were they from? Were they from Nicaragua, that terrible country that is falling apart? Were they from Venezuela, another terrible country that's falling apart? Were they from Mexico? Where were they from? 300 of the 500 were from South Korea. South Korea, the most prosperous democracy in Asia, with an educational system light years ahead of ours. The quality of education there, we can only aspire to one day if we ever get our educational system straightened out, which, by the way, trails Zambia in terms of reading and math skills. But I digress. Here's what happened. You had about 300 South Koreans there, essentially trafficked in to work for nearly slave labor wages. How did they come? It looks like most of them came through the Mexican border, the porous Mexican border, the very porous Mexican border during the Biden years. And then they made their way to Savannah, Georgia, and they ended up working at a Hyundai plant, Hyundai being a Korean-owned corporation. Were they escaping political persecution? Or was their country a war zone like many countries in Latin America today? No. They left a country with a labor shortage. How in the world did they get to Savannah, Georgia? Well, that remains to be seen. When the plant was built and government made accommodations for this huge plant, the celebration was that it was going to bring, you know, tons of jobs to the area for young people starting out, starting families, good jobs, well-paying jobs. Well, at least 500 of these jobs never materialized. And of course, being illegal aliens, they weren't paying taxes, they weren't participating in the community. They were siphoning off income for Georgians, law-abiding American citizens, for whom the factory was supposedly built to provide jobs. How did this raid take place? Because there was a whistleblower in the factory who observed all these illegal aliens who were living in not so nice conditions and being paid well below what an American factory worker would be paid. This was brought to the attention of the Justice Department, investigated by the FBI, and after a six-month investigation, this raid was orchestrated, and they rounded up 500 illegal aliens. Now, there was about 180 who were from Latin America, places that aren't nice, but places that don't really deserve political asylum, but here they were illegally anyway. So what happens after this monumental raid? The president of South Korea demands that his citizens be treated rightly. He offers to charter a plane to fly them home safely. Hyundai Corporation says it has no idea that they were employing illegal aliens. They had gotten these employees through subcontracting companies. I find this amusing. Do you think there are 300 South Koreans living in the Savannah area? Furthermore, do you think Hyundai, as this mega corporation, doesn't carefully scrutinize who gets hired, who has police records, who's safe? Do you think they really trust a subcontractor to bring these people in? Of course not. This is the classic arm's length, plausible denial relationship between a corrupt Korean corporation. Korean companies have a reputation for skirting the law, bribing, accepting bribes, and playing by their own rules. And here they are doing it again near Savannah, Georgia, my hometown. So everybody's up in arms wanting these people to be treated rightly. Well, being treated rightly would be, one, being arrested and jailed for breaking the law, and two, being deported as quickly as possible, and preferably the South Korean government's expense. But here's the other thing that needs to be taking place, and this comes under Romans 13 and 1 Peter 2, that we obey the laws of a country, that the king does not bear the sword for nothing, and that we honor every human institution. The factory manager should be arrested and jailed because he's participating in nothing less than economic human trafficking. These people were brought in, they're working at wages that are below the market, that are below a decent wage. They're living, as it turns out, packed into apartment buildings, 10 deep, metaphorically speaking. And so this man or this woman, whoever it is, should be criminally charged. Hyundai should be fined. Not just fined, but heavily fined. It's one thing to have one or two illegals working there somehow, but obviously they knew. You have 500 illegal aliens working in one factory that may only employ 750 to 1,000 people, for all we know. And as far as saying, oh, well, this was a skilled workforce that had special skills that we couldn't get anywhere else, that's just not true. And as someone who used to employ 500 people 20 years ago, I can tell you this. If you want to hire somebody to replace an American worker, at least in those days, you had to get a special visa. You had to show, you had to prove that they had skills that the American did not have. And it took a long time to get that done, sometimes 2 or 3 months. But to ship in 500 or 300 South Koreans, like 300 head of cattle, and treat them that way in this country is unconscionable. Again, let's call this what it is, economic human trafficking. And somebody ought to pay dearly. This Hyundai plant and everybody employed in management there should be audited, interrogated. Every kind of possible audit should be done, from life safety to environmental. That place should be shut down until they can show that they're in compliance with every state, federal, and municipal, county law and regulation. Hyundai, the South Korean government, for all we know, should suffer for this. And these people should be returned to their homeland at their homeland's expense. Now, at some point, somebody's going to make some noise about this being discrimination against people of color. No. If the same ethnic group is breaking the law and you arrest them all together like this, it's not discrimination. It's the enforcement of law. Whether you arrest 100 Somalis at a chicken or a meat processing plant, or 300 South Koreans at an automobile or factory or a tractor factory, it doesn't matter that they're of the same ethnic group. It's that this group, at this point in time, is breaking the law at the same time in the same place, and they're getting arrested and hopefully deported as quickly as possible. I've been listening to people worry about innocent people being snatched off the street and deported, or American citizens being deported by accident. You know what? That's just a red herring. This isn't a third world country that does things like that. This is the United States. These are individual states. This is Georgia. This is a blue city. Savannah is a blue city, just as blue as San Jose. And if you have your visa and it hasn't expired and you haven't overstayed your welcome, you don't need to worry about that. This is just a hysteria, distracting away from the true cause, that for 4 years, the President of the United States and his administration, and I'm talking about Joe Biden, have been breaking the law. And they've been letting illegal people pour into this nation, up to 8 to 10 to 20 million people. And now the tide has turned, and existing laws on the books are being enforced. And some of the excuses given by people on the left, the progressive, is who's going to cut our grass? Who's going to bus our tables? Who's going to clean our houses? People you pay a living wage to. And human trafficking takes many forms. And this is economic human trafficking, for people to take care of rich people's lawns or work in factories, displacing American workers. And don't hand me the garbage that, well, Americans won't do this. Yes, they will. You're just making this up for some other politically motivated reason. This largest bust, this largest arrest in immigration history illustrates the point that this is really economic human trafficking, that there's something else here involved, and that it's just not about people seeking genuine asylum or fleeing a war zone. And these arrests highlight the fact that wanting to come here for a better life doesn't justify breaking the laws of this country and abusing the hospitality of the American people for personal economic gain, whether you're an illegal alien from South Korea or anywhere else in the country, or a corrupt corporation like Hyundai who is skirting American laws. Well, I think I've said enough on that topic. Thanks for listening. This is Keith Crosby. If you have questions about this podcast, you can email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com. keithcrosby@yahoo.com. Put podcast in the memo line. If you like us, please give us a good rating on whatever podcast platform you're listening in. You'll have to go online to do that, but it helps us so much. Share us with your friends. Like us on Facebook. Do whatever you can to get the word out. In the meantime, this is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you and God keep you.